Leaders in Paris discuss ways how to give poorer countries access to hundreds of billions of dollars to tackle what they view as dangerous climate change and other crises. Among the delegates is the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Nearly 80 years after the Bretton Woods Agreement created the World Bank and International Monetary Fund, he proposed a new global financial pact and system to help impoverished nations.
There will be no serious solutions to the crisis with serious reforms. That is why I've called for a new Bretton Woods moment, a moment for governments to come together, re-examine and reconfigure the global financial architecture for the 21st century. But as we work for the deep reforms that are needed, we can take urgent action today to meet the urgent needs of developing and emerging economies. That is why I've proposed an SDG stimulus of $500 billion per year for investments in sustainable development and climate action.
The World Bank chief already announced several measures to aid countries hit by natural disasters, including a pause in debt repayments to the lender. That was music to the ears of Barbados Prime Minister Maya Mudley. Many of the topics on the agenda take up suggestions from a group of developing countries, led by her, dubbed the Bridgetown Initiative. Mudley, Barbados' first female prime minister, suggested that poorer nations need more support because they did little to cause climate change but face its worst effects.
As I speak to you, my country, that of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and others in the Caribbean, in the Eastern Caribbean, are under a tropical storm watch for Tropical Storm Beth, literally. Yesterday, I had to decide whether to stay or to go. And I chose to stay because it is important that we move to action. Behind Tropical Storm Beth is another system. And hence, this is our new reality.
While binding decisions were not expected, her emotionally charged appeal underscored what officials said was the summit's commitment to financing poorer countries. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.